As Eastern unrest flares, more churches are coming under fire. Have you heard of the repurposing movement? And today is Earth Day. We'll explain all that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Crimea's Tatars are under fire again. Sergey Rakhuba of Russian Ministry shares this update.
On Monday, when the Crimean Tatars had their national meeting in Crimean Peninsula, they decided to put Ukrainian flag on their building. So the unknown soldiers attacked, unknown soldiers in camouflage without any insignia. They attacked the building, and there was some violence applied there.
Thousands of Tatars fled Ukraine's Crimea. Those who remain are facing increasing oppression, and so are evangelical churches. Support Russian Ministry's effort to distribute 200,000 Gospels of Luke. Will you pray for Ukraine today?
Ukrainian people, overall, they want to have their independence. They want to have peace restored. They want to join the world community. And we need to continue praying for the national leaders, pray for evangelical Christian leaders.
Next, Baptist Global Response prioritized clean water in a Central Asian refugee crisis response. This is a region battling an insurgency, and there have been security threats to other non-government organizations. But BGR's Jeff Palmer says partners just got a request from that country's Ministry of Refugees.
They came to us and said, hey, could you help us with these refugee areas? And that's a good thing because we're being noticed for positive things. It means that we have open doors to some areas that is a hard-to-get-to area.
The team fixed several wells, providing clean drinking water for about 16,000 refugees and internally displaced people in the region.
Our people in there develop relationships and touch people where they hurt the deepest. It opens up to all kinds of opportunities for sharing the truth and sharing the faith.
It's dangerous work. Will you commit to pray for them?
The long-term plan is we'll be there as long as we can. We'll be there when there's needs because people need water and they need to hear about Christ.
This is Mission Network News. When living under persecution becomes a mode of life, it's way past time for Christians to step in. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is starting a training school to prepare church leaders to serve in the name of the gospel in Central Asia, where Christians are under oppression from radical Islam. Pray God's protection for Christians there and for courage. If you'd like to contribute with a gift, follow the link at our website. Meanwhile, Christian Resources International started almost 60 years ago after someone couldn't bear to see a Bible thrown away. Now, CRI is collecting used Bibles and Christian books to send overseas. Jason Wolford is CRI's executive director.
After almost 60 years and a few executive directors later, we've now, by God's grace, sent $266 million in free Bibles and Christian books to over 169 nations around the world.
Many people around the world speak English as a second language. CRI needs your unused Bibles and Christian books. You can also become a book missionary for $27 a month.
For every $27 that's donated, that puts over $300 worth of free Bibles and Christian books into the hands of pastors, missionaries, evangelists, orphans.
You can help supply their Nigeria distribution center and an effort to the Philippines in the fall. We have a link to help CRI at our website. And today is Earth Day, a great opportunity for Christians to remember what it means to be a steward of God's creation. Food for the Hungry is taking it a step further in Burundi. They're teaching families responsible and effective farming techniques that are better for the earth and provide better nutrition. Pray God would reveal himself to these Burundian farmers as they practice godly stewardship. Click on the link at our website to help reduce poverty in Burundi. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How do you get children to understand the needs around the world and have a missions heart? Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids. Get your free copy for a young person in your life by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.